Good morning, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with Utah Climate Center. We finally got a solid system moving through the state today, with a well-defined cold front bringing gusty weather, colder temperatures, and at times, heavy precipitation. Even more exciting, the chance for valley snow once again. You may be feeling the effects of that cold front right now, as it moves through northern Utah this morning and down into central Utah later this afternoon. That'll bring a quick drop in temperatures and the chance for that snow to reach the valley floors in places like Logan and Ogden. By the evening and heading into tomorrow, expect things to be tapering off and drying out. Total snowfall should be around 6 to 8 inches for the higher elevations of the Wasatch Front, with locally higher amounts like the upper Cottonwoods, who could get over a foot. Come tomorrow, it'll be a chilly start to the day across the state as cold air settles in, with morning lows in the upper 20s in the far north, right around freezing down the Wasatch Front. You'll dip to about 40 down in St. George. By the weekend, as the system exits to the east, high pressure should once again wiggle its way into the western United States. That'll bring a gradual warming of temperatures, with stable weather and dry conditions through the extended future. The next chance for some action is looking like about a week from now, but this system is much lower confidence than the one that's moving through right now. So, we'll have to wait and see as it gets closer in the forecast range. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.